Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Your Prayer Intentions. It's your host Peter and Jeremy of Ninth Council 15962. I want to open very quickly by thanking all those who have showed up for the Knights of Columbus pancake breakfast last week. You put me to a lot of work, but we raised a fair amount of money. So thank you so much. We're going to go a little different this week because we have a rather long interview. So we're going to start with another interview from the Catholic Men's Conference. This is Elaine DeGrades and Kathy Parsons of the Hosea Project. So here are Elaine and Kathy of the Hosea Project.
All right, we're at the Catholic Men's Conference. We're about an hour away from the Mass, and we have two people from the Hosea Institute bringing, it says on the flyer, bringing healing truth to a broken world. And we have Elaine,
and this is an angel from Hosea Initiative, and that's one of our logos.
Oh, that's kind of cool. And you're Elaine, and your name is?
My name is Kathy Parsons. So I'm the state ambassador for the Hosea Initiative.
Okay.
In Boston. And this is a national organization, again called the Hosea Initiative. And this was founded by Terry Beatley.
Uh-huh.
She was the last woman to interview Dr. Bernard Nathanson back in 2009 he was terminally ill. And many people know, but many are unaware of the legacy that he left behind, which is capable to undoing all of the deception that was portrayed on the United States, legalizing abortion in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
So Terry likes to say she loves people with the truth. People need to know this truth.
The truth will set you free.
Right, exactly. The truth will set you free. Terry Beatley has written this book, What If We've Been Wrong? And this is the wording that Dr. Nathanson used in his resignation letter to NARAL. Dr. Nathanson was a co-founder of NARAL. He was responsible for 75,000 abortions, including two of his own children. He was the medical face in deceiving the nation into legalized abortion. But shortly after that, real-time ultrasound came out. And for the first time, he had seen he said what he knew to be true, that there was a child in the womb. But seeing with his own eyes, he said that was the bomb for him. And then he started his journey into a 100% pro-life conversion. And he eventually resigned from NARAL, which he was a co-founder. Like Elaine has a little brochure, we always say, raise up your voice like a trumpet,
mm-hmm,
and speak for the unborn. These are some of our material. You can go to Hosea for you, and that's Hosea, the number 4, YOU.org, to get some of our material. But these are great fact-check booklets. This goes over in a succinct manner all of this, the deception that was used in legalizing abortion. And also how Marxist feminism ruined lives.
That's true words were never spoken.
Exactly. So we just like to educate people in order to undo what is still in play today. You know, people don't realize even the slogan, My Body, My Choice. Dr. Nathanson, with the other co-founder of NARAL and a group of people, sat around a table laughing at slogans to come up with to, you know, market abortion as healthcare, as freedom for women. And they paid for that slogan, and that is still in play today. So the abortion industry would like nothing better than all of this information and this true history to be collecting dust on the shelf. But we leverage his legacy in order to inform people of the deception used. And our founder named it the Hosea Initiative after the book of Hosea 4:6. My people perish for lack of knowledge. We live in a very anti-life society. And if people really learn this truth, it is capable of changing hearts and minds.
Well, that's true enough. There's the big lie of abortion. And this was something understood even before Christ, when Hippocrates is part of the Hippocratic Oath. Part of the oath was, I will not commit an abortion. And the folks who got abortion legalized, one of the things they did before they managed it was to change the Hippocratic Oath, and again, create a lie.
Right, it's a violation of their oath, and it undermines the medical community who is supposed to do no harm.
And of course, what abortion has led to in Canada, euthanasia is one of the leading causes of death. A Canadian is more likely to be euthanized in Canada than an American is to be shot and killed.
But once it was legalized, it takes on a life of its own.
Right.
And same with abortion. Once something is legalized, the demand for it goes up. But Elaine can show you this t-shirt, the slogan, My Body, My Choice. Claire Ruff, our vice president of Jose Initiative, came up with a counter slogan. So this is with child and on the back to counteract My Body, My Choice. They came up with two beating hearts, one shared sacred space.
That's very cool.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
So these are nice maternity shirts for those with child. So
so that's just great, great stuff. And how long have you had the chapter in New England?
Probably about 2020.
All right, now, Massachusetts being Massachusetts, there can't be a more uphill fight.
Exactly.
Than making that fight here in Massachusetts. I know there's been some victories. I know that the Planned Parenthood clinic in my own city closed and went away after Father Imbarato had done a Eucharistic procession. But we talked about that before.
Yeah, well,
Teddy was there.
Yeah.
Ah.
I was there that day.
Ah.
Yes, it was wonderful.
I was the person shooting the video that day that you might have remembered.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember? Oh, my goodness.
I remember that. Yes, it was impressive.
The scarf makes a difference. Not a lot of people have the hat and the 12-foot scarf. It makes you a little rememberable. But all of this, so for 5 years you've been doing it, and what's...
Well, this has been around, Terry Beatley was the last woman to interview Dr. Nathanson.
Mm-hmm.
So our founder of Jose Initiative was called by God and led to interview Dr. Nathanson, and she didn't think she would ever get an interview, but to her surprise, she did. And he commissioned her to keep, he was terminally ill at the time, and he commissioned her to continue teaching the strategy of how we deceived our nation. And she's kept that promise since 2010 when she began Jose Initiative. So we just began the chapter here about 5 or 6 years ago.
And what kind of fights have you found yourself in here in Massachusetts?
Oh, Massachusetts? Well, Massachusetts is one of the worst states in the country for abortion, especially with our Governor Mara Healey, who ran on the promise, you know, that abortion, abortion, more abortion. And if you look at the statistics of the abortion statistics that came out for the last year, the last record was from 2024, they just released it. We've had 103 increase in abortions in Massachusetts because she's mailing the abortion pills to other states all over the country. Yeah, we have a fight here, especially with the makeup of the legislature, primarily anti-life. There's a handful of pro-lifers. I do some work with that as well through Mass Family Institute,
mm-hmm.
lobbying at the State House, but we've just got to keep continuing the battle.
And for the average person, if they want to get involved with your site and your group, where can they go online?
Hosea4u.org, and we'll be holding calls every Tuesday night with our founder, Terry Beatley, who is amazing, very knowledgeable. She's the only expert in the legacy of Dr. Nathanson. She will be holding different educational classes. It's very important for people to know this true history that's been hidden, and the abortion industry would like nothing better than for this information to stay on a shelf collecting dust. But it's capable of undoing, you know, the abortion industry. He disposed all of the truths, even how we get the Catholic Church to stay quiet. And to this day you see that still continuing. You know, if we can learn from history and what he left behind, it will help us overturn abortion anywhere.
And how do you approach, especially young women who have been in the public school system, who have been taught that abortion is practically a sacrament? What's the way you generally approach them?
Well, the hard part is we don't have media on our side. Planned Parenthood is steeped into every facet of society. They're social media, they hear it on TV, they hear it in movies. We actually try to educate people through our pregnancy resource centers, media campaigns. We developed or formed a network of pregnancy centers who the state is coming after now, ever since Roe versus Wade was overturned. So we actually have a lawsuit that is pending right now against the governor, Robert Goldstein, the commissioner, the Health and Human Service Commissioner in Reproductive Equity. Now, for the SMEAR campaign, they are pushing against PRCs, leaning the youth toward abortion and trying to steer people away, scare them from going to pregnancy care centers. She has a warning on the Attorney General website with false information that's never been
And that's the basis of the suit, I presume.
I don't know if they are including that, but they are including the harm, what has been done to pregnancy care centers with her they call the pregnancy care centers anti-abortion centers. And it's the harm that's being done to them with her false narrative being pushed out there, which includes that Attorney General website.
Well, you're doing God's work. Can you plug the website one more time?
Sure. Go ahead, Elaine. It's HoseaForYou.org, and that's HOSEA, the number 4, then YOU.org.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck on this very vital work.
Thank you.
All right, and that was Elaine and Kathy of the Hosea Project. Now let's dive straight into the gospel. This is the gospel, of course, for the fourth Sunday of Easter. It's one of the few gospels that are not, how do I say that? It's not one of the, it's not a post-Easter gospel. This is from John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. And the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. They will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and come in and go out and find pasture. A thief only comes to steal, destroy, and slaughter. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Now again, it's unusual during Easter that you have pre-Easter gospels, but this is a very basic point that Christ is making here. And that's that he is the path to salvation. He's the gate. He is where you have to pass through. Jesus is, as we've said before, the way, the truth, and the light. Jesus is the path you have to get. If you want to get to salvation, you're going to go through Jesus. Now, we're not going to get into a big discussion here about baptism by desire, one of the three methods of baptism. Because you're going to say, well, what about the Jews? What about the Albert? Does that mean everybody is damned? And the church addresses all this stuff. And I would highly recommend EWTN's series on the Catechism in a Year for those who want that stuff addressed. And there'll be other episodes where we address it. But the bottom line is Jesus is the way that you want to take. The path of Christ will get you to where you need to go. And what does Jesus provide? What's through that gate? What is that gate? Well, the gate's the church. Jesus built a church on earth. Jesus built a church on earth, put a man in charge by the name of Peter, and taught him and the other disciples who went out and preached all over the world how to be saved. It's very simple. And a lot of people during this past Easter season took advantage of those paths. We're seeing a big revival. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago at the Easter Vigil I was at, there were 8 baptisms and 14 confirmations. That's an awful lot, more than I'd ever seen. And these numbers have been reported all over the country. And this is inevitable in one respect, in that if you have a copy of a copy of a copy, which our Protestant brothers are, Protestant brothers based on Martin Luther's, I'm going to make a copy. It's going to be a better church. And then someone, I think we ought to do this. No, I think that's how you have 30,000 Protestant denominations. copies of copies and copies. And the more you copy a copy, the less it has in it. And all the copies of copies eventually become faded and empty. And you're seeing that with the Church of England. You're seeing that with a lot of Protestant denominations who've abandoned the Bible. The Bible that they claim we Catholics don't touch. So where do those people go? Where do people go when they're craving the faith of God that's intrinsic in them? They come to the church. They come through Jesus. Jesus is the gate. And they find pasture with us. So don't neglect to find that pasture yourself. With the help of the saints and the sacraments and adoration and all the things that can be done to bring you closer. For example, the retreat coming up in Still River May 2nd. Still time to get your tickets to that. With Father Leonard Mary of EWTN, so don't miss that. But now, that's all the time we have for that. Again, because of the long interview. So let us get to prayer requests. So let's see what's on the prayer wall today. All right, we have a request for Michelle's family, and particularly her son. Very happy to pray for that. It's not on the wall yet, but I want to offer prayer for my friend Mark, who took a very nasty fall and is going to require surgery. So let's pray for that. Want to pray for all of those at my company. We're about to lose our jobs. I think I'm 13 work days away as of the day I'm recording this, less by the time you hear it. So pray for that. Praying for a friend who just found a job. May it work out for him. And thanks to my son, who was also looking for a job, recently found one. Pray for the other success, both of our retreat on the 2nd and the big event at St. Joseph's, the Well, on the 10th. As we get closer to school ending, prayers for all the various schools, not just St. Bernard's and St. Leo's and St. Anne's, but all of the schools and all the kids who will be getting out of school. Pray for that. And our standing prayer requests for Mary Lotz, who has just moved. In fact, I believe she moves today to Connecticut. For the soul of Nancy, for Jake, for the two Mary Ann's, for all the local priests and deacons, and for the prayer intentions of the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia, and for the Sisters of the Rosary, and of course for all of those donors to WQPH, without whose help we would not have a radio station to be broadcasting with. So since it's still in the Easter season, let us do the resurrection as our prayer, and we're going to do it in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. First glorious mystery is the resurrection of the dead of Jesus. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this 16th decade and on thy glorious resurrection, and we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Holy Mother, love of God and fervor in thy service.
In light of Father Leonard Mary's return to Boston, we are featuring a rosary he did on his last trip to see us here at WQPH. Visit WQPHradio.org for more information about his upcoming trip.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
And now for the intentions of the Holy Father. And for the intentions of all of those who did not get a chance to put in prayer requests.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Ave, Ave. Ave Maria, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We invite you to say the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
So we pray for all of these things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So again, just to remind you, you can still pick up your tickets to Father Leonard Mary's event on May 2nd at Still River at St. Benedict's Abbey in Harvard. You go online to WQPHradio.org, where you can also find the podcast for this show. Hit the donate button, specify that the money is for a ticket to the event. There's going to be a mass, there's going to be a healing service, there's going to be talks, there's going to be a very nice lunch, and a nice little coffee and such for breakfast, and the sort. So we hope to see you there here on May 2nd. I believe it runs from about 8 to 4 p.m. So we'll hope to see you there. And now our closing prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Holy Spirit upon this show, upon this station, upon all those who are listening, and all those who broadcast shows from this station, all those who carry them, to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church. Follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. Make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we pray this as we pray all things in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Till next time, this is Peter and Jeremy of Knights of Columbus Council 15962 saying goodbye and God bless from your prayer intentions. See you next week.
I'm Deacon Bill with Eternal Word Television Network. Never forget how much God loves you. There are many things that will happen in life, but the Lord is always with you. May he cover you with his precious blood. give you peace, surround you with his angels, and know that as long as you stay close to Holy Mother Church, you will get to heaven. God bless and have a holy day.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. O God, the Father of mercy, the giver of all good gifts, we thank you for the great gift of your Son, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Through his suffering, death, and resurrection, he has offered to all sinners the possibility of eternal life in your presence. We pray especially for our brothers and sisters enduring the pains of purgatory. May their pains be lifted and they be reunited with your Son in glory. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
EWTN's Father Leonard Mary is returning to Boston. Tune in after his message to see how you can join us, WQPH, on a retreat with Father Leonard Mary on May 2nd.
People need to be met where they're at, and that's where Christ meets them. If they're down, Christ is there to pick them up. And, you know, we are the mind of Christ. We are the heart of Christ, the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ to pick them up. You know, sometimes, yeah, we got to say the truth, but we got to do it with love. We got to meet them where they're at. And because a life with Jesus is about being raised up. It's about redemption, restoration. You know, and this is what mercy is all about. Starts with just your approach, meeting them where they are and building them up.
On the WQPH community calendar,
EWTN's Father Leonard Mary is returning to Boston for another glorious trip. St. Benedict Abbey Day Retreat is happening on May 2nd from 8:45 to 4 p.m. Father Leonard Mary is the guest speaker. There will be Mass, a special healing service, questions and answers, prayer and blessing of water, and much more. Tickets ordered before April 18th are $65. After April 18th, it's $70. Tickets also include drinks, coffee, Danish snacks, and a hot lunch. Visit WQPHradio.org for more information and to pay online. You can also send a check to Marianne Herald, WQPH 89.3, P.O. Box 589, Medford, Mass. 02155. Don't miss seeing Father Leonard Mary of EWTN.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.